98.1 KZE. It is MK with you, and I am delighted to welcome to the studio with me an artist whose next exhibition, Pretend Till It Hurts, is going up very soon at Jane Street Art Center. Next Saturday, in fact, this coming Saturday the 27th, Matthew Gilbert is my guest. Matthew, welcome to the studio. Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming out on this gross rainy day.
It's raining, but better than super hot.
So yeah. Same. So, Pretend Till It Hurts. I've been reading the description. I am very moved by just the description that I have read. Will you give us just kind of a little breakdown in your words of what the work is about?
Yeah, well, the work is... The show will be pulling from work from the past 2-3 years, so it'll span different, quote, bodies of work, but all of my work has the same story through line, so it'll all be cohesive. But yeah, the work is mostly about, it'll be sculptures and textile work, and it's overall...
I would describe them as architectural landscapes.
Yeah.
So it's these kind of abandoned scenes where buildings are crumbling, there's overgrown ivy, broken bottles, and the vibe is the main thing I'm trying to go for with my work, and trying to capture this moment of abandonment, but exploring kind of different ways to depict that. You know, some pieces are a little more sentimental and nostalgic, others are more violent and more like a crime scene.
I've always been very drawn to abandoned places and all the different versions of that you can see. You know, there's like, have you ever been to like the Overlook Hotel up in, there's that with, it's just this beautiful like ruin. And then, you know, there's a house that's been recently abandoned and that's got a whole different sadder vibe to it. Is this kind of something that you've also always felt connected to?
I would say this is a more recent interest. So I grew up in Brooklyn and I moved to Newburgh in the Hudson Valley about 4 years ago. And I was just so struck by the architecture there. And it's these beautiful, gorgeous, you know, Victorian mansions on the Hudson. And every third, I mean, maybe a little less now, but is, you know, either condemned or just left alone. And there's just this, you know, when you look at a home that's been preserved and built up, there's this kind of immediacy and you kind of see it in its present state, whereas when there's this abandonment you can see the history more.
Yeah.
And so I think just looking around the neighborhood and just sort of feeling the weight of everyone that's come before me there and feeling just like connected to that past has been inspiring.
Yeah. Do you find beauty in it? Does it make you sad? What's kind of your reaction to it?
I think everything. I mean, there's beauty, there's this sort of nostalgia, and there's this also, and kind of alluding to the title, but this imagination it sparks. You know, there's imagining who lived there and kind of making up stories as I walk around.
Yeah. So Pretend Till It Hurts is the name of the exhibition, and from the description, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like it's going to be very immersive.
Yes. Well, so there's going to be my sculpture work is kind of body size. So the sculptures, you kind of occupy the same space as them. And then the textile works, they function more like paintings. So they're on the wall, but they're also these landscape scenes. So they connect in that sense where the sculptures, we're occupying the same space. And then on the wall pieces, they're kind of similar tableaus that, even though if we're not standing in the room, the effect is hopefully that you're kind of discovering this scene in a similar way as the sculptures.
And in a similar way that you might stumble across a beautiful abandoned building and have that moment with it. Yeah, that's so cool. Let's talk about the name Pretend Till It Hurts. Where did that come from and what does that mean to you?
It originally came from, I'm already laughing at myself, but there's like a lyric. A lot of my titles come from song lyrics. And there's a lyric about, I forget the exact lyric, but it's about like, I want to play like the boys do and like get dirty and mess around with them. So that was kind of the genesis of the title, was this playing between both play and violence, and kind of how children kind of like can take it too far, but then also how we as adults also do the same thing. So there's a couple ways of pretending, but kind of how... Yeah, we all have our own pretending, and then until it doesn't serve us anymore, or it's like we can't go along with the delusion. So it's playing into that as well.
Interesting, interesting. So the title and the works, like, I love that they are connected, but they also seem to be like kind of different concepts. Is that something you did deliberately?
Yeah, I would say that the titles to me try to give in like an additional entry point. I think a lot of times, at least when I look for titles, when it's sort of just like Red Dog, it's like, oh, well, I already have that information by looking at this Red Dog painting.
Yeah.
So I try to have another piece of information that I couldn't have done visually. So it's kind of like a word play or something in that way.
Cool. I like that approach to naming things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matthew Gilbert is my guest. If you're just joining us, you can see Matthew's next work, Pretend Till It Hurts, at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, starting this Saturday, June 27th. And you're doing an opening, what are they?
They call it an opening reception.
I was about to, I was like scrolling through the mental Rolodex. I'm like, ceremony. Like, that's not it.
yeah, that'll be Saturday as well, in the evening.
Cool.
4 to 6.
Yeah. Do you like talking to folks who are seeing your work, or do you prefer to kind of stand back and be anonymous?
I like both. I think my work is very narrative and very kind of readable in that way. Like, you can see the events that are happening and then derive the meaning from that. So I think my work does lend itself to kind of easy conversation, because a lot of times with like abstract art, it's hard for the conversation to start, whereas with work like mine, where there's something so grounded. So yeah, I like talking with people about it, because everyone kind of has a slightly different version of the story, and they're specific when I make them, but there's interpretation along the way of like what exactly happened. Mm-hmm. So I like hearing other people's kind of versions of the story.
Sure. Or like, yeah, writing a song and knowing that people are going to interpret it in different ways and connect it to their own lives in ways that you might not have even thought of.
Right. Well, I guess that's kind of the goal, right? Is like, here's my personal story, but hopefully there's some universal connection there.
Yeah, absolutely. You were saying this is it the largest scale work that you've done so far, or the largest scale exhibition?
Definitely the largest scale exhibition, just in terms of space I'm taking up. The pieces themselves, I've made bigger work in the past, because these new metal sculptures I was actually making in the city. So my restraint was like what fits in my car, because I'm driving it back and forth all the time.
Sure.
So the scope of the work is big, but the size is still kind of like car-sized.
Gotcha, gotcha. But does that mean you had to do a million trips back and forth to get all the stuff
up there?
It did
mean I had to do a million trips, and it did mean I had to do a lot of like, I was shelling out so much just on car repairs for
last
couple months. So now I'm happy to take a little break from the driving.
Yeah, absolutely. And what got you started in art? Is this something you've always done?
I guess I've always been, my main touch point to art has been storytelling. I loved reading as a kid. You know, I come from a family of readers, and I still try to read when I can. And I went to school for film, thinking I wanted to be, you know, that would be my medium of storytelling. But I found filmmaking to be too collaborative. You can't do everything as a filmmaker,
yeah.
But you can as an artist. So I kind of shifted to telling, you know, the same sort of stories, but it's in a different format.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Is there a narrative? It sounds like there is a narrative, at least in your mind, for the work at Jane Street. Are you going to give any kind of guidance to that, or just kind of let people decide for themselves?
I think it's pretty open. I there will be that, you know, exhibition text, which kind of grounds it in at least my like conceptual thinking. But in terms of the actual individual like stories in the work, I probably won't be too detailed on like, oh, this is about, you know, this fight on that day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is always kind of a catalyst of a experience or a feeling. And then I try to kind of zoom out from that to kind of connect it to bigger themes beyond myself.
Yeah. Pretend Till It Hurts is on display at Jane Street Art Center, kicking off this Saturday with the opening reception. And I think I saw August 1st on the website. Is that
that's
sound
the
about
last
right?
day? Yes. Yeah. So it'll be up for basically the month of July.
Fantastic. Yeah. And my final question for you, Matthew, which I like to kind of put all of the artists I get to chat with here on the show on the spot with, this is, what do you hope people feel when they walk in and see your work?
I hope they feel kind of reassurance in this, like, I feel like everyone probably has says this since the dawn of time, but it does feel particularly grim right now, and kind of like everything is falling apart. So maybe there's some solidarity in not being alone in feeling catastrophic. You know, my imagery is rather end of the world-ish. So if someone, you know, if people are like, oh, I'm feeling that too, you know, there is some camaraderie in the fall of our country.
Yeah, we're all in it together for right. better or worse.
We're stuck.
Whether or not we want to be. Matthew Gilbert is my guest in the studio. You can see Matthew's work, Pretend Till It Hurts, on display at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerty starting on Saturday. Thank you so much for making the trip, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you.
We got one from our friend Will Lawrence in honor of Pretend Till It Hurts. It's called I Imagine I'll Pretend on KZE.